This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé WTF Podcast, a weekly hangout to talk about what the fuck we all just watch on TLC's 90 Day Fiancé. I am Nadia, and with me is my co-host, Lon.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? What's up, Nadia?
Not much, Lon. I just, let's play Never Have I Ever.
Okay. Let me get my drink.
Dude, that's so high school. Like, how are you playing that game when you're in the middle of dinner?
That's super awkward. Part of me was wondering if that was fabricated. Totally. Because it was just way too much, right? The questions were super, super specific. So yeah. It was almost like they needed a way to get...
to segue into that topic.
Yeah, yeah. Into the topics, right? Like just a bunch of... there was a whole thing, whole mess going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Caleb has slept with 100 plus women?
I wouldn't doubt it, right? Like, I don't know. That is a lot. That's a lot. But wow. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. How old is the guy? I forget. He's in his 20s. He's young.
He is
strapping young.
28.
Buck. 28.
So I don't know if you do the math there. That's a lot of fucking since he was young or something.
Yeah.
Unless he has hoes in a lot of area codes, then.
Hoes in area codes. He's promiscuous. No judgment here, by the way. I mean,
As long as he's safe, right? But like, when I think about people who's had that much sex, right? And like, it's something I should change. I immediately think, okay, is this guy being safe?
If he's high risk.
Right.
Let's just say high risk.
There we go.
Yeah.
The best PC police right here. Okay. High risk. Yeah.
High risk.
Okay. So you believe that he has had sex?
I think it's possible. I think it's possible. That's nowhere near my count. But I'm just, it's surprising. Yeah. But I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility.
Wow. Okay. All right. So what do you think about the fact that Caleb wants to take it slow with Alina, but Alina wants to like tell him to pretty much forget the past let's talk about the dinner scene, right?
Yeah.
She hasn't revealed to him what the secret was. And he was already pretty hesitant, like rightfully so, to kind of label them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that reasonable? Because I feel that is reasonable.
I think it's definitely reasonable. And, she said, well, you didn't know at first. But he's like, well, I do now. Yeah, I think it's reasonable, especially when they got into it, when they really delved into it. They were in bed and they were delving into it. And he was like, well, was he your ex at the time? And then she said, no. Like, wait a minute, right? Like, okay, yeah.
What?
You were living, yeah. So that means that she was talking to him intimately while she was still
with that ex.
So let me backtrack. At first, I was like, well, you can still live with a person and not care for them, right? Let's say they were a couple and mm-hmm. then they broke up and mm-hmm. it was just too much work to have to move out. Mm-hmm. And then she started talking to Caleb and being intimate and talking to Caleb and stuff, but she has nothing to do with her ex. They just happen to live together out of convenience because it's just too much to fucking move.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. But then he was like, was he your ex at the time? And she goes, no. I was like, whoa. So you were talking. Yeah. So you were still a couple. And then you were talking to Caleb. And I always treat it this way whenever I hear about like friends of mine who might be seeing someone who's in a relationship and they're like, oh, but it's not going well and stuff like that. And again, I'm not judging, but it also to me is like, well, if they can be in a relationship and talk to somebody else and date other people while they're still in a relationship in that label, what's to say they won't eventually do that to you? Yeah. So trust would definitely be, that was eyebrow raiser.
Yeah.
So for me, like, he wasn't your ex yet, and you were already talking to me? Like,
was it more eyebrow raising that Elijah walked in on them?
And... I just thought that was funny. And it's embarrassing, but it's fun. I would laugh about it. I think because there's just tension between Caleb and Elijah, it wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. And I think Elijah tried to make jokes out of it because he's gay, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, he was checking out his ass or something.
He was checking him out. Yeah, so that is a little awkward. And he's like, why are you staring? I like what I see, or whatever he said to him. And he's like, oh, you look good too, though. And I was just like, no, not Elijah hitting on him front of Alina.
It's funny you said that, because there's a fan theory out there that Elijah and Alina might have been trying to set Caleb up for a threesome.
Oh.
And that's why the question during the Never Have I Ever Had a Threesome came up. Right? So I think they were
testing the waters.
Exactly. You read my mind there. So that fan theory was a bit of a conspiracy. She thinks, or he or she, or they think that Alina texted Elijah that she was going to possibly write the disco stick. And then Elijah came in during a time when I guess the writing was happening, and he complimented Caleb on his ass, thinking that maybe Caleb might get turned on and it might lead to something else.
Yes. So, why didn't I not think of this?
Right?
Oh my gosh.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, it's totally like a conspiracy, but it's possible.
Oh, totally. And the way that it went down, like just with the nonchalance that he was saying it, and it was just like
walk in on a couple having sex, not hearing or not suspecting something's going on? I mean, the fact that he just walked in, and for a very lame reason,
yeah,
inexcusable, right? It's
And just his table side manner while he was saying it, he was so like unabashed and unashamed about it. He was like, and he was even doubling down almost. Like, are you getting the hint here? Are you catching what I'm throwing you here, Caleb?
Dude, they were totally like prepositioning him. Totally. Yeah.
It was over his head, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So, before I move on, Lon, rumor has it that apparently Alina and Caleb were uninvited to the tell-all.
Uninvited?
Yep. So what that means is Alina was probably fired from 90 Day Fiancé.
Wow. Over her
racist comments. And
Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
These are all rumors. I've seen a lot of 90 Day Fiancé accounts talking about it. But again, they're all rumors. Apparently, frauded media kind of has an insider mole that leak all this.
Yeah.
And they suspect that that's the case.
Well, I mean, good for them taking action. Because I think when it came down to like BGL and her racist incidents and remarks and stuff, I think like they might have gotten like under heat for allowing that to slide, right? Because it made good TV.
Yeah, I think too, TLC has a very shady background check process, because apparently they still have Big Ed on the show.
True.
And who's that guy, Varya, and the one that the domestic abuser, the one that got sentenced? Yeah. Like,
yeah, that's right.
They let that slide. They still show the scenes and everything. So
they had to petition, right? To get him off. Like people had to petition.
Yeah. So I think people petitioned for Alina to be fired, and hopefully they'll do the same with Big Ed. I don't know. Anyway, moving on to Kim and Usman.
Kimbali
and Usman. So Lon, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And it's a two-part question.
Mm.
Aside from feeling entitled to having yummy with Usman, do you think Kim is projecting her groupie fantasy onto Usman? Her Michael Jackson groupie fantasy onto Usman?
There are times when it does kind of seem like that because she mentions Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, she compares him a lot to Michael Jackson, and she's such a huge fan. And I'm pretty sure she harbors some, like, you know what I mean? Like fantasy, right? Like when you're a fan, you're a groupie, you're like, oh my God, what if like I bump into my idol? Like, would I, you know, could I
I'm
have
gonna
sex
have with sex with it? Right.
Yeah. So do you think she's projecting that onto Usman? And maybe that's why, you know?
I think a little bit. I mean, it would be hard not to. If I were in her shoes and I thought I was dating one of the like famous or infamous television celebrities, if not, you know, international music star, or at least a music star in his country, like that would excite me. And of course, I mean, how could that not be in your mind, that the possibility that this having sex with them, like, I just think it's funny because like she definitely is like pressuring him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really like that. If the roles were reversed, you know, and
it would be creepy.
It would be, yeah, it would be right? Like, I'd be, and the guy was pressuring a woman into sex, I'd be like, dude, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the second part of the question though?
Well, I managed to combine them, but yeah, the question was, is Kim projecting Michael Jackson onto Usman? And also, do you think she's living out her Michael Jackson? So yeah.
Yeah. Like, yes.
I feel like it's almost like she's trying to fashion Michael Jackson's career against, like, you know what I mean? Like, or rather fashion Usman's career against Michael Jackson's. And that's so far apart. Like, it's, yeah, it's not even funny. But yeah, I just feel like, I don't know if it's true love. It's more like lust and, like, you know, fandom, right? It's fanaticism.
Yeah,
it's
not really. I wouldn't say love. I wouldn't call that love. Yeah, I wouldn't call that love at all. I think she's dating, you know, somebody that she deems as Michael Jackson level stardom and celebrity, and she wants to bag it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. But it's also manipulative that just because you buy someone a PS5 and a MacBook doesn't mean that
MacBook Pro
for you. Oh, okay, so I'm sorry, MacBook Pro. Yeah, I don't think it's right to feel entitled to his yummy, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. She's definitely like feels owed something.
Yeah.
There.
She comes across as like, okay, I've given you my time. I acted like your manager. Now give me the deed.
Yeah. I don't even think he's stringing her along at this point.
I didn't think so too.
Yeah, his intentions are pretty clear. Don't get me wrong. I know in the past we've said that like he has a type and this is, it seems a bit opportunistic. Not maybe predatory isn't the right word, but opportunistic. And I think that still stands. He keeps telling her, let's take this slow. You're not my girlfriend. I don't want to stay in the honeymoon suite. Like, he's pretty clear about his intentions here. It's not like he's dangling carrots in front of her, right? At least I don't feel that way at this point.
Yeah, I think Usman definitely has set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And she just needs to respect that boundary. Because again, if the roles was reversed, right? If this was a creepy older man going after a younger girl, it's like, I'm pretty sure we all would be like, hey, boundaries.
Right.
You know, but because it's Kim and it's Usman, and of course, this is not Usman's first time being on 90 Day Fiancé, I can see how some folks don't really feel for him. Like, they feel like, okay, well, just give it up, you know, just do it.
Yeah,
but why does he have to give it up, you know?
I don't think he's attracted to her.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he's attracted to her one bit. And if you stuck around, and they showed this in earlier previews and trailers too, where he doesn't want to have sex with her and they're already in bed, he's like shirtless.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Why won't you have sex with me? And then why? And then he gets up and leaves. Like, I don't think he's attracted to her. Because when you are, like, it's hard, it's difficult to say no.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're already in bed and it looked like she had champagne or something. I just don't think he wants to.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Gino and Jasmine, who had a really raunchy divorce party involving a male stripper. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I wanted to phrase this question too. Well, maybe you should go first.
No, I mean, that's all. That's pretty much my summary. Because the only takeaway I got from their scene is that Jasmine actually apologized.
Yeah.
when Gino actually put his foot down and kind of laid out to her, like, hey, if the shoe was on the other foot, or like if the tables were turned, you would be livid. Like, you would be beyond mad at me.
Right.
And she was like, oh, you got a point there.
I'm glad he stood up for himself, one. But with that said, and I was going to phrase this question to you, like, how do you feel about strippers? Is that harmless fun to you? And I think we talked about this with the previous couple, when the guy that's addicted to strip clubs.
Yara and Jovi.
Right. Are strippers harmless fun, or is that crossing a line? I think you already answered that when you said nothing wrong with that. And I don't see anything wrong with that either, especially when she's celebrating her final official divorce, she's celebrating. Like, can she have a little bit of fun because you're going to ask her to marry you now?
Yeah.
Can she have whatever 30 minutes of fun, like fun here to enjoy being single for a little bit? Like, she just got divorced. She's about to marry you. Like, she has a small window of opportunity to just have some like single type of fun, I guess.
Yeah, I think nothing wrong with that. But his issue is that he doesn't need to know.
Yeah. That it? And then
that was it. That was his argument, is that your friend did not need to show me the footage. Mm. Like, I know you're going to a divorce party. And I mean, I'm pretty sure if Gino has any sense in him, he would know that it would involve something crazy, right? Whatever it is, he probably knows they're going to go buck wild.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to know the exact details. And for them to shove that video to his face, he's like, why? Why do you even, like, now you're causing me to feel a certain type of way. And that's why he told Jasmine that if that was my friends doing that to you, you would feel pissed.
Yeah.
So I think she understood that. And I think that's why she apologized, which surprises me.
I think that was a good scene to show that, like, they can, if they just try to communicate, that they can both be heard. I think she understood him.
Yeah.
Like, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry. Now let's go to bed.
Right. All right. Do we want to talk about Memphis and Hamza and how she almost lost her shit?
Man.
Sorry. I actually checked the distance between where Hamza lives and the U.S. Embassy in Tunisia. Holy shit. It's 2 hours drive.
Dang.
So it's like going from where we live to, I don't know, Tahoe? Maybe?
I would say, yeah.
Or like, I don't know, 2 hours, what would that be, like Santa Cruz?
That's past, yeah, Santa Cruz. That's past, I would say even past like San Jose. I can get to San Jose from here in like 90 minutes.
Yeah, in 1.5 hours. But then past that, like another 30 minutes. So like, that's how far it is.
SFO in traffic.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly. That too. SFO in traffic and finding parking. Yeah,
yeah,
2 hours,
yeah.
Give or take, right?
Yeah.
So I can understand, like, she was frustrated because he didn't plan well. I've been there before where people, like, time estimates are not the best. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, Hamza is just a mommy's boy. Like, I don't think he ever thought about, okay, we have to wake up early to get to the embassy on time. And then he conveniently didn't want to call a cab because I guess it would be very expensive. But then, okay, at least he has a friend who would drive him there. So, I don't know. I guess I was going to ask you, Lon, is Memphis relying on Hamza too much to get their shit together? And is Hamza even reliable?
So, I'll get to your point.
Okay.
I thought this entire thing was fabricated. I thought it was, okay. I thought the entire thing was fabricated so that she could say that. So that it could segue into, you're immature. I need you to step up. Mm. You know, if I can't trust you to be this, to grow up, then we can't get married. I don't want to be taking care of another kid. I think those are valid points to have. Those are valid concerns to have, especially, you know, how Hamza has been acting and stuff.
Yeah.
But they needed some kind of conflict to bring it there. And I think, to me, at least, it just seems so fabricated because, like, you're running late, but you have time to set up the cameras inside the car. Do you know what I mean? Or And if that wasn't the case, then that means you already set up the car before. So if that's true, then that means it wasn't a surprise to call up his friend. Oh shit, I don't got transportation. I need to call my friend. You're going to fucking tell me that like, you're already running late. She's pissed. She's worried and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, okay. Well, let's hook up these cameras to the windows so that we can do this. We're going to need to put a camera here. Like, I'm like, this is so fucking fake, yo. And then to top it off with the hotel reservation, you know, where they could have like champagne and she's asking for vodka. Like that was cool, but that would never have happened. We wouldn't have gotten that scene.
Right.
Otherwise, if they were on time and they made it to the consulate, we got that scene because they said, fuck it, we're not going to make it.
Yeah.
So this entire like series of events was to me, it was just like, it's fucking fate. Yeah. But I do think she had valid concerns.
Yeah.
I do think those are definitely valid concerns. Just the way they went about it for me was very, it just felt very scripted and fabricated. But yes, to answer your question, like, I think these are fair expectations to have, especially because she already has kids. She can't take care of another kid. It's the same concern that Ximena has. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that later. But
yeah, we're going to get to it later.
If you're not mature enough to be in the kind of relationship, in a committed relationship where I need you to be an adult, doing adult things, right? If you're already lied to me about your age to make you seem older. So start acting older then. If that's how you want to portray yourself, lying about it and saying you're 2 years older is not the way to go about it. Like, prove to me. Because I don't have the time to be raising another kid. So these are definitely valid concerns.
Mm. Damn it, I was going to say something and I forgot. My train of thought just left the station. Has something to do with Hamza from Memphis? Nah.
Something about like if she doesn't sign something or what?
That's next week. Which you, oh, okay. She's going to bring up the prenuptial thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The prenup.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to ask. Now I remember. Who do you think paid for that hotel?
No, I don't. I didn't even cross my mind.
She was hella impressed.
Oh, yeah. And it was nice.
It was nice. Yeah. It was decent.
Yeah.
But like, did he though?
Did he though? Did he though?
They got he or TLC?
Got to advance on that. Yeah. On that TLC money. Yeah.
Advance. Yeah. What do you call that? Like, what's that term where you get your pay in advance from those companies? Pay loan.
Pay loan, yeah.
Yeah. Got a pay loan from TLC. All right. Anyway, let's move on to more meaty topics. And by meaty, I mean Fartgate. What do you have to say about that? I can start. I think Ximena is grossed out by Mike because she barely finds him attractive to begin with. And that's why when natural gas came out of him, she was like, we're done. No, I'm just kidding. It's not we're done. But she's like, obviously appalled by it.
Yeah.
But I also understand her point, though. Like when you're dating someone, when you're in your honeymoon phase, right? You want to put your best foot forward. And that typically does not involve burping and farting in front of people.
Yeah.
And I think that's courtesy, too. Like,
right.
I know people say that maybe Mike is so comfortable with Ximena that he just lets it go. But at the same time, I mean, come on, he's a 34-year-old person who should be able to hold on to his gas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. For me, the way I saw it is that was the breaking point. But I think overall, and this is not a judgment, I'm just saying, I think overall, he comes off as like a slob. And it's not about the farting and the burping. That was what put her over the top.
Yeah.
But the fact, yeah, right. The clothes, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think the show makes a big deal about the farts and stuff because it's good for TV. But when he's throwing his clothes everywhere, he's not folding them. And she's over here having to clean up after him. You know, it doesn't help that he's also just like passing gas and burping and just... It's not a good look, right? Like you said, put your best foot forward. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that was just one of those things where it finally just put her over the top. I think the gas and the burp and stuff like that, it wasn't really about all that. It was about everything else. And then that on top. And then on top of it was like, is this guy a slob? Does he not have manners? Is he inconsiderate? Like these faults start popping up.
Yeah. And they start adding up too. So
start adding up.
Then
right.
he's starting to be like a child, which obviously she doesn't want another child, right?
Right, right.
So I guess the question becomes, is it better to be with a Sicario or with someone who fart in front of me?
And he said that too. It's not like I went to jail or something like that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And he has a point though. I mean,
he has
all
a
things
point.
Considered.
Yeah, he has a point. But I mean, if the Sicario is over here, like, who knows? Maybe, yeah, he kills people behind closed doors, but
he's charming as fuck.
He's charming, well mannered, folds his clothes, smells nice.
Yeah.
These things count.
Never mind the fact that he put a hit on her.
Oh, shit.
In front of her.
Yeah.
Priorities, y'all.
Yeah. Valid concerns, though.
Valid concerns.
I get it. It's one of those where we can't be comparing that, right? Because the fact that she dated a Sicario does not negate like
manners.
Her right to marry somebody
right.
and spend the rest of her life
yeah.
with someone of standard, right?
Yeah.
She has standards, and these
Good
are
her
standards.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. All right. Speaking of standards, I think Johnny has standards when it comes to being cautious with the pandemic. And I thought for him to be hesitant to travel to the US, it should be a reasonable ask or a reasonable thing to express. I don't understand why Ella felt like he's trying to avoid her or trying to like delay the travel.
Right.
We're living in an unprecedented time. She cannot assume that just because she's okay or just because, you know, maybe COVID cases are not as high at where she is, it doesn't mean that people should be comfortable traveling to her, you know?
Yeah. So, I'm hesitant to step out of my fucking house.
Right.
For him to travel, yeah, internationally, and to come to a place where everybody knows, it's all over the news. Everyone in this world knows what's happening in America, right?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
how our numbers are climbing and stuff. Yeah, it's definitely reasonable for him to be reluctant to say, I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I also think it's reasonable for him to say that in the event that he gets COVID or if he gets sick, who's going to pay for his health care?
Exactly.
You know, they're both not married. So it's not like, you know, he can be under her insurance. Even if he's covered by travel insurance, he still had to fork out money up front. And that's a lot of money because, newsflash, US healthcare is expensive.
It's expensive. Yeah. And then to also frame it, I think he's the breadwinner for his family.
Right.
Right. And he's like, how am I going to take care of my family back home if I'm sick or if anything happens to me? Like,
right. So it made it sound like Ella is being selfish and just being unreasonable and entitled. And I don't know why she's having a meltdown. I thought it's reasonable. I wish she had put herself in his shoes and mm-hmm. have some perspective, you know?
Right. And I agree that it's frustrating. I agree that it would hurt, but I wouldn't have like put the blame on him.
Yeah.
She just made it seem like it was him that was at fault for this, that it was his, and yeah, it's his decision, but like, it's definitely a well-informed, responsible one.
Right.
And she was just super like, just the way she was acting.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think it shows to like our attitudes here in America versus the rest of the world, right? You're coming, or he's coming from a place where it's pretty strict and, you know, they're doing their best to keep it under control. And then to think like Americans are over here, we want our freedom. Our freedom's important. Like, you know, and seeing videos all the time of people resisting and like throwing shit around stores because they don't want to put a mask on. It's a free for all over in America. Like, that's the perception I would have. Right. They're not trying to protect anybody over there. So I would definitely be concerned about that. So,
yeah. Yeah. His concerns are all valid. So I would totally support his decision. But I get it. She's frustrated and she feels a certain type of way. Like, she feels like he's rejecting her, maybe. I don't know.
What she felt. Yeah, that's what she felt. And
she felt like she's not enough, not good enough or something, maybe.
Yeah. If there was any way I could sympathize with her, I think that's the point where I would, is maybe she was just taking it out on him in that way. Mm-hmm. But I think it was her insecurities. Like, is the real reason COVID, or is the reason because you don't want to see me? And if you don't want to see me, what the fuck's that about?
Right? Yeah.
So I think it was maybe her insecurities getting the best of her, and she just took it out on him that way.
Why can't they just go to Turkey? Why can't you just meet in Turkey? Everyone's going to Turkey.
Let's just meet in Turkey.
Yeah.
What if she said that and they were like, no, we've already filmed too many couples in Turkey. We're not doing that again.
I mean, it would make for an interesting meetup. And here's the thing too, before I move on. The rumor is that he still hasn't come to the US by the time they shot the Tell All. And I think the Tell All was filmed last weekend or last week. So...
wow.
Is this a fake relationship? I want to think it's real, but maybe because of the pandemic, it's just difficult for him to come over.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But speaking of fake, let's end with Ben and Mahogany. Was there any scene, Lon? It was just him at the airport, right? And then she told him not to come, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the airport scene, and then he landed. He landed and he tried.
He still went for it anyway.
And I don't know what he was expecting, that she would be at the airport or
boundaries, dude.
What's his plan, dude? Yeah. Like, is he just going to walk the streets and bump into her? Oh, shit, you're here. Like, what's the plan here?
Yeah.
I would too, though. I mean, he can't. He has no other
recourse.
He's in too deep now, right? So if I bought the tickets and I was going and someone says, you can't come.
And you're at the airport.
In too deep. I am not about to call my son who just fucking gave me a ride and say, can you come pick me up? I would fucking rather go to Peru. Peru, right?
Yeah.
I'd say, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to fucking Peru. And if she's there or not, I'm going to fucking have a blast of Peru.
Yeah.
He can't turn back now.
Yeah.
can't turn back now. So he's like, I got to do this. The cameras just are rolling.
Ceviche your way around Peru.
Yes.
Chupichu it. Right?
Meet somebody out there. Yeah. Like, fuck. there's no turning back. Right.
Right.
Can't.
And this reminds me of Caesar, when he just went to Mexico, forgot her name, but she didn't even show up. And he just went for it, went to the resort, similar to Amira and Andrew. He just freaking went to the resort in Mexico and just enjoyed himself. So, yeah, I guess Ben could just go to Peru and enjoy himself, you know?
So what do we think about Mahogany still?
I think that it's definitely a catfish.
The catfish, yeah. I've
seen pictures of her. We spoke about this last week. She is a decent looking person. I mean, one might even say she's pretty, but she's not that girl that, you know,
whose photos. In the photos.
Yeah.
And it's fishy too, because he said, this isn't the first time it happened. So the first time, she said, it's not a good time. I want you to meet my parents.
Yeah.
So then for the second time, she said, well, my parents don't want to meet you. I'm like, wait, you wanted him to meet the first time. And now you're saying that they don't want to meet you or whatever.
The first time was her birthday and she wanted to introduce him to her parents, but her parents was not around. So she said, don't go. Yeah. And this time was right. Her parents are around, but her dad doesn't trust him.
Or whatever. Yeah, so I'm like, I've called bullshit.
Okay, girl, make up your mind.
I feel bad for him, though.
I do.
I feel bad.
I mean, God did tell him to do this.
I mean, he's following, right?
He's following God's plan. So
I think his son knows, though. And his son is just like...
I know, dude. He's being schooled by his son. That's what
he's saying. Yeah. Poor guy.
All right, Lon. We've come to the end, so let's wrap it up with our WTF moment. What's yours?
WTF for me, I thought, and it was a fun one, was Elijah at the dinner. Just everything about that scene was like, just this fucking out a
never
guy.
Have I ever.
Yeah,
the I know, never he threw have her I under ever, the bus.
Throwing her under the bus, like flirting with, it was just so like, what, this guy? And I was like, but wait a minute. I kind of like that. I'm fucking here for this. right?
For the Mets.
Yeah. Cause at first I was like, dude, why are you acting this way? But then when he threw Alina under the bus too, I was like, oh, you know, what's the saying? He doesn't have a dog in the race. He doesn't give a shit. Like, he's neutral, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's not that he's bullying Caleb. He's going to bully Alina the same way. Like,
yeah.
Like, he doesn't.
He's an equal opportunity.
Yeah. I don't give a shit. Like,
so he's the. Yeah, go for it.
No, I was just gonna say, like, if you feel uncomfortable, well, I'm gonna make Alina feel uncomfortable too.
Right.
So, yeah.
Fair play there. Here's a scoop, though. It sounded like, and I'm guessing this is before Alina allegedly got fired, that Elijah and Alina have been petitioning to get onto Pillow Talk.
Mm.
So, obviously, that makes sense that Elijah kind of upped the ante when it comes to the drama, right? He cannot just be.
I make
friend.
Good television,
right? Yeah. He makes good. That's how you kind of sell yourself too, right? Mm. You have to be that person that's messy and can cause drama, and you know,
if he goes viral and he's all over the gram, they're gonna be like, "Get him on the show."
Yeah, we need this guy on Pillow Talk.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
I can see that.
I think my WTF moment is. I don't know. I can't decide. I want to say there's just a lot of commotion around Fartgate and Burpgate. I want to say probably that whole scene, but that was last week. So I don't know. I want to say that's still.
Well, they brought it up again. They brought it up again this week, and it was point of contention.
I guess the WTF moment is that, okay, well, do you want to be with a hitman or do you want to be with someone who has bodily functions going for him? I don't know. I mean, I know it's not the most pleasant, but I mean, at least he's not trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Perspective, right? So yeah, that would be my WTF moment.
Didn't she say something like, or maybe I just wrote it in my notes because I was being a jerk, but like she didn't think he could wipe his ass or something? Like. Maybe I just wrote, I don't know. Maybe I just wrote that.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I don't trust TLC's translation because they always go for the more PC version of the language.
Mm. So
for example, someone pointed out that when Jasmine and her friends were on her way back to the room where Gino was, she said something about she wants to violate him. So the Spanish word is violar. But apparently, to the native speaker, it also means rape.
Right, yeah.
So she was
saying, I'm going to jump his bones or whatever, but it's like kind of.
Yeah, so they kind of dumb it down.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, they turn it a little bit more PG-13 on that translation. But that's why I don't really trust TLC's translation on the show. Like, you always have to take it with a pinch of salt.
Right.
You know.
Loose translation.
Loose translation. There you go.
Thanks for listening, WTFers. If you love the podcast, you can show your support by leaving us a 5-star review on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us under listener support on anchor.fm and donate for as low as 99 cents or on Patreon at WTF Extra. It is appreciated and really helps us out. You can engage with us on email, Twitter, and Instagram at 90dayfiancewtf. We especially would like to hear what your WTF moments are each episode. We might even shout you out. Don't forget to like, share, and follow the podcast. You can find me on Instagram at lan_like_lawn. That's lan_like_lawn. Click on the link in my bio for additional socials.
Lawn.
Yeah.
What are you playing nowadays, dude? What game are you playing?
We just finished Horizon Zero Dawn. We're looking forward to Horizon Forbidden West coming out next month. Yes. And I think a little bit of Skyrim.
What about, what are you watching currently?
I just finished Arcane. Did you watch that yet?
No.
Oh my gosh, get into that. And folks, don't judge it because it's like League of Legends. It's based on characters from League of Legends, but you don't have to know the game to watch the show. I know nothing about League of Legends coming into the show, and you really don't have to know anything about it. And don't judge it because it's like a video game, like cartoon. Like, don't judge it that way. Watch it. I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
I actually finished, was it White Lotus on HBO Max? It was a really good show.
Is that the one where they're going to Hawaii? And
yeah.
It's supposed to be some kind of...
it's a family vacation, then they kind of cover a lot of other couples and families that are also on vacation.
It tries to spotlight like the problems with white tourism in a way, right?
Yes, kinda. And no. Yes. Yes. Part of it. Yes.
Some
yes,
of it.
See, yeah. Yes. Yeah. 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 And it's a lot of things that they're covering. Very, 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 very up to date. But yeah, they're covering a lot there. I also just finished watching Eternals on Disney Plus. And I got sucked into Selling Sunset.
Because that's good. I finished season one.
Oh, you did? I'm on season three, I think.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I actually finished. How I got sucked in was because I would start watching Selling Tempa first.
Oh, right, right.
And I finished
right.
that. And then I was curious about Selling Sunset. And then I watched Selling Sunset. So, yeah, it's addictive.
It's addictive.
It yeah. has really good drama, too.
And like the homes are nice.
The homes are nice. Yeah. yeah.
But the
yeah.
dramas.
The homes is what gets me to continue watching, but the drama is not bad. Like I feel like it's not that fabricated, but it's also not that messy, I guess. Or yeah. it seems kind of real.
Yeah. So I got my mom hooked on that because she's into like yeah, she's into HGTV stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like it's just so boring. So when she came over one night, I said, "Oh, this is nothing. Have you seen Selling Sunset?" Yeah. And I put that on, and it's like it is HGTV, but with the added drama. Yeah. like, yeah. She was like, "Wow, I didn't know they had things like this." I go, "Yeah, you have to get on Netflix."
Yeah, and he's very glitzy, very glam. You yeah, know, everyone's like.
And I think too, some of those people were on HGTV.
Oh yes, yes, I think yeah. because Heather is Tariq El-Moussa's
yes
fiance or wife.
You know it. I can't. Of course, yeah. you know it. What am I talking about? Yeah, of
yeah.
course you would.
I mean,
know.
I know my HGTV, and then this is like a good crossover, right? So I think that's right. why, like, for you to introduce it to your mom, it's definitely like it's like HGTV is the gateway drug to right. this, right?
Right, so. Right.
Yeah, it's only a natural transition. But yeah, listeners, if any one of you want to hit us up and talk about Selling Sunset, I'm all for it. Well, I mean, I'm sure we are all for it since Lon already started watching. But otherwise, I think I just want to say thank you for following us, for engaging with us. You know, like, subscribe, follow, and share, spread the love. And just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah. Thanks again. Our Instagram, by the way, is at 956, 958.
Eight. Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead. If you are not following that, go ahead and do us a huge favor. Follow that. And hopefully we'll be at 1,000.
Help us get to 1,000.
Push for 1,000.
All right, listeners, till next time. Be kind to one another. So